We've got Patreon. Finally. It's so long overdue and we finally got it. We need you to sign up. Do it. Do it.
For as little as £3 a month, you're going to get 48 hours early access to public episodes. And you're going to get a Patreon exclusive episode every Thursday. We're going to do specials. We're going to do loads, but it all depends on the support we get. So the more of you that sign up, the more content we're going to put out. Get involved.
We've been asked for ages and now we're in a position where we can finally do it and we're dead excited. Sign up so we can get rid of Liam's jacket. We'll get him a better one. It's awful, isn't it? It's so bad.
I like the jacket.
It's so bad. You sign up, we'll get him another one. And
yeah. Give us £3 a month so Liam can have decent clobber. Yeah.
It says a lot about you. Sign up, do it. We'd really appreciate the support. Links in the description, all that good stuff. You know where to find it.
Our listeners are going to be fed up of me bringing shit like this up, right? But can I just say how happy I am to have a guest rock up in Crocs?
Oh, big time.
You are the first guest who's turned up in Crocs. I was not going to wear mine today because when it's someone I've not met before, Cam, I'm like, I don't want them to think I'm a gimp.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Well, you'll soon figure out I'm a gimp.
Two sides of the coin, isn't it? It's like you're either with Crocs or you're against Crocs.
Yeah.
Massively
this is him making an effort. That's what this is. Well, yeah, I want you to know that.
My effort today was I was going to wear trainers, but then I literally watched one of your clips before. You had Crocs in the clip. I was like, my guy. Yeah. He's not going to judge me. Didn't know you'd be bold enough to rock in.
I wear them everywhere. Yeah. Absolutely everywhere.
Game changer.
Yeah, I got him into them. My girlfriend bought me a pair. He called me a nonce. I bought him a pair. The rest is history.
That's it. You've just got to start.
I do a bit about it on stage. I love it. Them that much.
Well, Ollie, you've got to try them. Yeah. You've got to keep trying them. You've got to
until you like them.
Yeah, yeah. You wear them around the house a bit, and then you're wearing a corner That's shop, it, mate, and then you're wearing Morrison, and then you're wearing them everywhere, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah.
I say the ones that you got me with me Gateway Crocs. They were the ones that like started it all off.
The black ones, standard Gateway Crocs.
No, he got me like the biggest dicker. He got me like camo ones, like straight away.
That's bold.
They were awful, man. They were 14 quid cheaper than the plain ones, so you know what I mean? It's a fucking recession out there, do you know what I mean? Thanks for coming on, mate.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Lovely stuff. Obviously, for the listeners that don't know, stuff. I the reason I invited you on, I saw your clips on Instagram, as you'll be aware.
Yeah.
And I reached out because you post all like little skits and stuff like that, don't you? Like, what do you do for a living?
I'm a builder.
You're a builder. Yeah. But is that explain to Crocs?
You've got worse.
These are my work.
Steel toe cap Crocs.
Posh ones for going out on Saturday. Yeah, I'm a builder, so do self-employed.
Sound. Yeah. And that do you want to do? Stand up, is that your thing?
Like, 100%.
You want to do stand up?
Absolutely love comedy, so yeah, just trying to move into that field. Do you know what I mean?
Sound. Have you done a gig before? Or
No.
Desperate to.
I am.
Hey, saying that, I find like the whole sketch comedy. I think it's not like my instinct is to go, I'm not into sketch comedy, but I loved your clips. And like, it's very rare that I really enjoy sketch comedy. I think that that's a hell of a lot harder than stand-up, because with stand-up, it's like, yeah, you might have an opinion on something, or you might be anecdotal telling stories about your life. Like, to look at, like, a situation with a different sort of lens, a different spin on it, like a scene, my brain doesn't work that way, so I find it dead impressive.
Like little clips, movie clips, basically.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, but like the reason I think people hate sketch comedy so much is because it's the same shit all the time.
When you say that, you're talking about like Saturday Night Live, like that whole like generic.
No, not even just on TikTok now. Like everyone just does the same fucking clip all the time, and you know, you'll have seen it when you're because maybe you'll look for inspiration and stuff. But like it's just the same fucking shit, and it's like point of view, and like you see all those. Like couples accounts, and it's all just so fake. Do you know what I mean? And like she'll say something to a partner, and then he fires back with like the sickest insult ever. And I'm like, was that the 11th or 13th? Yeah, like, what's it's just painful. And it's like they try and pass it off as being it's just dead corny, but yours is great, man.
This stuff as niche as possible.
Yeah, that's it. I saw one the other day, and it was like point of view. I'm holding you hostage, and it's my turn to keep watching. You like bring him a Twix or something. You're like, what? Do you know what it? You know what? It's so stupid.
Yeah, one that proper. Got me the other day was the parents of Mary Poppins you're the babysitter. You came in through the window.
I've never seen Mary Poppins.
Oh, it's so funny. What do you mean a spoonful of medicine? That's what you were saying. What is it? Don't need medicine.
Babysitter's feeding them medicine. What for?
No, it's really good stuff, man.
I'm so sorry. I realise I've just done that thing where, like, if we had a stand up on and I was doing their bits to them, I'd be like, you fucking cringy asshole. I just told you your own fucking bit.
I was on the train back from Glasgow yesterday, and I was just there was these two lads sat next to me, and they just like one of them mentioned like, oh, we don't get into Stockport until like you know, 4:35, and then we're on stage at 5:15. It's going to be tight, that. So I just sort of said, like, oh, what do you guys do? Are you, like, comics in a band or whatever? And they were in a band. And you know when you, like, you meet somebody and you've got no idea who they are, and then slowly, over the course of the conversation, you start to discover that actually these guys are fucking massive, right?
Really, yeah.
Mate, I went to the toilet to Google them. I swear to God, I didn't even need a poo or nothing. I tried to squeeze one out.
I thought,
when I get into the toilet, I'm going to need to do something in the toilet, because if I need the toilet in 20 minutes, that's weird if I need to get up. So I tried to, like, when you were a kid, have a try. So I'm sat there, like, just like Googling it. Lad, I got chatting to them, and they just said they were in a band and stuff, and they were playing at Amp, funnily enough, where I used to do the show. So we got chatting about that and stuff, and, like, I just didn't think to say, like, what band are you in? And it got to the point where I'm like, I'm going to need to ask them what band. Like, this could be Coldplay, the way they're talking. Like, they were like, they're doing Glastonbury this year. So I was in my mind, I'm like, are you Shania Twain? Like, what the fuck's happening? And I went to the toilet. I asked them what band they were in after I got back from the toilet, because I went onto Amp's website to see who was playing that day, and it was a
lad. You did the level of research you've just done. If you got chatting about your personal life and started showing them photos and accidentally showed them, like, that you'd been googling them when you were on the bog, that's like serial killer fucking behavior.
Yeah, it turns out I'm a big fan. I'm just following them around, just striking up conversation. Oh, it's mad, that, isn't it? Yeah, no, I just watch your stage time again. But no, there were a band called Fontaines. I don't know if you've
I've heard of them, but I know the name.
I'd heard of Fontaines, I didn't know them, and I wouldn't know him if I fell over him. Clearly. But we were just chatting and stuff, and like I say, slowly as the conversation was sort of picking up, I was like, these are much bigger than I think they are. But I think they preferred that.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be horrible if like they sat down and I went, oh my God, you're Tom from Fontaines. Like, they'd be like, for fuck's sake, this is going to be a long grass drain. But yeah, but I just, like, I couldn't imagine, like, recognizing someone, like what you were saying before, and then just start singing their songs at them. Like,
yeah.
It's just like Chalisa gets like, you're like, I try to believe every word. And that's essentially what you've just done to me.
I know.
This video, Chalisa, look what I did.
Yeah.
Half away from me.
I hated her on X Factor, to be fair. If we can be real for a second, she done my fucking head in me.
Why?
Just like, she used to call Little Mix Little Muffins, and I wanted to punch her head off.
Did she just lose like roots? Did you, like, you know where you started from? Why are you acting like
just,
you?
Just a gimp, man. And then Gary Barlow, like, skitted her breath. Did you see that?
Oh, that, yeah, it was shocking. Oh,
what, he skitted Tony's breath?
She, like, said something about one of Gary's, like, oh, mate, X Factor was goated, by the way. There's going to be, like, a documentary that comes out that shows the inner workings of X Factor at some point, and it's going to be very dark and bleak. But if we can call a spade, it was so sick. They'd just get, like, 5 or 6 people, and they'd put them all... They'd have different judges, like, mentor them. Did you watch it much?
I used to, it's probably not good to say, but I used to watch it during what I used to call the Jeremy Kyle stages. So we're all the, well, what we would have said, nut jobs back then. Maybe we wouldn't use that word to describe them.
No,
now. Maybe it's a bit more mean-spirited now. But I used to love watching it.
He can't get cancelled. He's self-employed. He's sad.
try it.
I used to love watching, like, the audition rounds. And then as soon as the people with actual talent, like, I'm mad.
Oh, yeah.
That's the juicy stuff at the start, isn't it? Yeah, it's just like, what's that?
Or that, I work in a chicken factory. Love it.
I thought it was like,
me, sing Barbie Girl again.
I thought it was mental when they'd have, like, there's clearly, like, you know, you've got Cam and Liam, and I represent Liam. Liam's horrendous. Cam's a genius, but he's not that likable, so he's in the bottom two. And I go, no, I'm going to save Liam, who hasn't got a future whatsoever, because I want to win. They make it about them so much.
I remember this one, the
clip that me and him were talking about then was when like Chalisa was skitting one of Gary's, like, he's like, you picked the wrong song for him, you need to figure it out. What you're doing isn't good for him. You're not helping him in the way that you should. And he went, I don't know what I'm offended by more, that statement or your fag ash breath.
That's
live TV.
Shit, get back. Fucking hell.
That on live telly, yeah.
It's so funny. Oh my God.
No coming back.
I had a chest infection last week. Looked a little bit ropey. But yeah, it was such a horrendous show, though. It was awful, man. Like, I remember this, like, I'm amazed that Louis Walsh is in Celebrity Big Brother, because there's countless, like, videos of him being a little sex pest.
I think I seen him on, like, he sat on a couch with
Yeah, and he's like, fucking, like,
he's got
squeezing
his hand around her. And she says, like, on camera,
I have seen.
Get your abs.
And he's like,
me.
I'm looking after her. Awful. But that's on camera, bro. On camera. Oh, my God.
AI. Louis Walsh looks like AI. And Sharon Osbourne. I don't even believe they're there.
Yeah.
They just look
he's a weird
Sharon Osbourne has transformed over the years.
Something's gone wrong.
She looks. I don't know what. There's a glitch in the algorithm. Like you're saying, fucking.
I saw a video from Celebrity Brother of Louis Walsh saying that Jedward were a nightmare to work with, but he got 7 million for them, or like 5 million for them, and he made it sound like the proper like slave trade, like he just sold Jedward to. Like it was absolutely mental. Like I only bought them for 1 million, and then you know they went up in value. It's insane, man. I got 5 million. It's so insane. What a statement to make about a human being. Yeah, he was awful.
Jedward would make very annoying slaves. Maybe that's not the right comment to make about the situation, but would you want them doing your fucking dirty work?
Wouldn't want them anywhere near me. Anywhere near
me.
Me
neither.
I mean, they could be a good scarecrow.
Be all right. Window.
Yeah, maybe they're not. You're not helping with the flowers. Maybe they're keeping the people away. You know, what are we talking about?
I think I just led us into a fucking
a
dodgy dead end. But I
used to love
resist.
Shows like that, though. I can't help but like I yearn for these shows, and we don't have enough of them now. I watch Dragon's Den a lot. Big Dragon's Den fan.
He's mentioned this a few times lately. Time,
past couple Dragon's of years, Den. Though, man. They've gone all beta. They're not going in on them. Someone will come in with a £5 million valuation. They've only made 18 quid, and they don't... Remy's fell over. Nightmare, that. Yeah, they've only made
producers
like,
as well. Can you fix the set, please, Aaron? Continue.
Like they've made like 18 quid, and they've got a valuation of 5 million, and they just go, "Your valuation's a little bit spicy." And like, but years ago, they'd have fucking battered them live on screen. Like, it's just
Duncan Bannatyne.
Yeah,
Bannatyne.
That's it. He was the boy.
It was the real stuff.
The boy, yeah, and it just makes me mad. TV's not what it used to be.
I just never really
got
watched.
The biggest shoes on here today.
I just never really watch like that sort of stuff anymore. It's just too, I don't know, derivative. It doesn't like give me what I want. I find myself like just mindlessly scrolling on social media, which is probably not the best. I mean, it's all of us.
It's
all of us promoting. Check us out on Instagram, like all of us.
Inside your phone.
Yeah. When did you start doing it?
About 2 years ago on TikTok, like, but I used to do Vine.
Oh really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Terrible.
So wait, are you proper laughs?
What was the format for Vine? It was like
7 second videos. Wow. Dead short.
It's what you need to be on Instagram now just to get anywhere. It needs to be like 6 or 7 seconds, otherwise it just doesn't. Because all that matters is watch time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you put out a clip that's 2 minutes long, it's a fucking nightmare.
The stuff that you actually take time on never does well.
Yeah. Yeah,
like literally, you just got to hook people in like first 3 seconds by saying something mental, and then they'll watch it. Do you know what I mean? But it's harder to do the long form on Insta.
Yeah, I've got a question though, because obviously you say you're a builder, and a lot of your stuff is done on a building site. A lot of your clips.
Yeah.
So my question to you is: when you're fitting a bathroom or something, are you in somebody else's house pretending to be a serial killer?
Yeah. Imagine like hearing that you're making the couple downstairs.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to take your finger off, but I will do it. He's sat there like, I think the tile has got a bit rogue.
So, I've done it before where I'm filming and I hear someone pull in and I'm like, pfft.
So they are out the house
putting everything away then quick. Yeah.
Why have you got a tripod out? Don't worry about that.
Turns up with a toolbox and a light ring.
A light ring?
Is that what that's
a ring light, you didn't get.
Oh, it's a ring. Oh, I'm fucking so sorry, you don't get the lingo.
I actually used to own a ring light business, so I started it.
Oh really?
Online, and that was lost about $7,000. I lost about $7,000 on a ring light business.
You started a ring light business.
Yes, I know. Niche.
That is niche, though, isn't it? You've got a fire.
How'd you start a ring light business? I thought, in a gold rush, sell the shovels. I was into like a bit of an entrepreneurial sort of phase. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Speaking of Dragon's Den.
I was watching a lot of motivational stuff online. I thought, right. Got the furlough payments from COVID. I thought, right, here we go.
Ring lights.
Ring light, $300 from China. Personalised. Cost me $3,000.
Really?
Were they all personalised for you, though?
My like little design I've made and everything like that.
Oh, so your logo was put on them for the company?
Yeah, couldn't get rid of them. Could not get rid of them for love or money. I was doing £200 a week in adverts on Facebook. I was just giving them to every makeup artist that would take one.
Yeah.
And so lost about $7,000.
It's hard to be successful with that sort of thing, but it's so like if you do get the right sort of niche, like I a friend of a friend made like big money selling like weed paraphernalia through an Amazon store. They were just like one of the first ones to like start doing it, and they're just completely independent, just one person. Obviously they've grown, they then got an office space, they got people of all things, just selling grinders. It's mad.
That's what I thought I was going to be like. But I thought it was going to be like this big success.
You were grinding.
To be honest with you, I actually started a video as well. You know, I was like, right, here I am. Just ordered me lights. That got deleted because it never worked.
Yeah, I mean, you only ever hear the success stories, don't you? You don't hear of like the Will Smith with his fucking new X-ray machine, do you? In like the pursuit of happiness. Yeah, that was you. We're gonna be rich. I can feel it. Getting the landlord to take a picture of all your fucking ring lights in the background.
Ironically, the lighting's shite.
Yeah. Eventually, some homeless dude's like, "It's a time machine," and runs off with it. Have you seen The Pursuit of Happiness? Because if you've not, that's
just checking the references.
Maybe you're just laughing to humour me. But yeah, fair enough. You started a ring light business that went down the slotty, and now
Apollo ring lights. I still get complaints to this day
about in those the inbox. You sold.
I've only had my ring light 2 years and it's broke. Can you sort me out? What am I going to do about that? I'm sorry, the crap, they're from China. I tried my best and it failed. Stop coming for me.
Oh my God, that's mental. I love the idea that you get really famous off your sketches and stuff one day. So that's a cunt that sold me a dodgy ring light.
Is that why you call Camp Questions? Because everyone's asking about the fucking problems. With
I need to delete that card.
Yeah, maybe it should be Cam Frequently Asked Questions.
So when was it that you started, like, what was the, do you remember the first sketch that you did?
I think the first video that actually blew up was just me moaning about vapes.
Yeah.
And that was it. I was just posting like little bits, and then I put one about vaping. You know, you have like, there's like 10,000 puff one for this one. You're having like three different ones, like lunch, dessert and pudding and all that shit. And I was like, I put that up and it done like 700,000 views.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, might be onto something here. Then they did another one in COVID where they had like a sign on the toilet door and it said, all clothes must be left outside of the toilet. So I went into the toilet, like, took my top off. I was in the toilet, I was like, this is a joke, this. And that just boomed the account as well. So I was just like, right, I'm fully into it now.
Yeah.
You need that sort of that sort of quick validation, don't you? Because you can't post every day for fucking 2 months and none of them do well without just hating yourself.
But the goalposts move as well, don't they? Like, you get less, like, you feel less validated from, like, views that would have been...
To be honest, now the views just don't, they're not, like... a thing you just sort of I just post things and I'm just like, right, just let it go now.
It's the healthiest way to be.
I've done it where, you know, you're staring at your views and you're like, that's only done 10,000 views or something like that.
Done that at the start with clips. Just,
I reposted a clip yesterday that did, I want to say, about 40 million the first time we posted it, and it's on 10,000.
That's crazy.
And I just did it to hopefully boost my account a little bit. I posted it on my own personal, thought if this does well again it might help me out a bit and stuff. Like, obviously doing the Fringe this year, I'd like to sell some tickets. So I thought I'd just try that, and it's done 10,000 views. You can't predict it, man.
You can't sweat the views either. Yeah. That's a major thing. I post stuff now, and it'll get like 2,000, but I'm not bothered. I'm just like,
on to the next one.
Because also, it's like, depends what you want to do with it. If you want to go on to TV work or you know, do stand-up or anything, all it takes is for one person to see it anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And then you've got that back catalogue.
If you've got 100,000 views or just one of the right people to see it.
Yeah, for sure. So what's your goal? Do you want to get into stand-up then? Is that what you're...
Stand-up. I'm actually writing like a comedy series at the minute as well for telly. So,
oh, sick.
Yeah, I'm just trying to...
Has it been commissioned or are you just writing it to hopefully pitch it to them?
I'm writing it to pitch at the minute, I've got a pretty solid idea. And I think...
What is it? Tell us so we can see it.
Yeah. Right, so basically...
That's why we got the laptops out. Yeah.
Basically, it's about this guy whose wife dies and all he has is his dog and this sex worker in his life, and the postman's a bit mental and he just goes to work in a newspaper shop. So how are you going to get in stand-up? Tell me about your plan.
Just going to have to grow some balls, I think, to be honest. And that's
this is Aaron.
Thing.
Aaron's trying to get you on his night. That's what this is.
I've got a spot to fill.
What I do is I record like a full, like a set in my car.
Yeah.
Watch it back and go, fuck that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it'd probably do all right.
The thing about
getting on stage.
Stand-up, not that I'm a fucking anyone to be teaching anyone anything. But I've got a little bit of experience, like, and I think that with stand-up, it's you've got to, like, with this, when you're recording content and you're doing sketches or whatnot, even when we're recording here, if something doesn't quite work or we want to scrap it, you can start again. You've just got to be prepared to die on your ass. And then once you've been through that, you're like, well, it's familiar now. And then I kind of like, for me anyway, I kind of have to, like, write over time, like, oh well, that didn't work, how can I re-say this? And it's just like a very gradual process. It's hard to, like, you'll turn up with a pre-written set and only bits of it will like get a reaction if it's like not quite there yet, but then you know where to change it. Well, all right, how do I get the laugh at the end, you know, that sort of thing.
Mix it up as you go.
The main thing is to just get that stage time in it and just get up,
just reps, that's all it is. But my advice to you would be do it sooner rather than later, because if your account blows up and you get a 500,000 followers, you're gonna really struggle to be shit at stand up in front of all your fans. Like, that's gonna suck. Like, the first year I didn't invite any of my mates to a show. I didn't want anyone, because if it goes terribly, then it just ends in the room. But if your mates have seen it, then they'll remember the fact they've seen you do dead shit. So I didn't invite anyone to see my shows. If you're already massive online and you go on, and that's that guy off. Oh, he's funny on his clips.
It's bound to be a fear, but you just gotta just go for it. Like, just like put a date in the calendar and go for
it. I think it's the same though when you're putting clips online, because I think a lot of people sort of worry. Oh, I don't want to start online because everyone's gonna see it and laugh at you and stuff. Yeah. That's the point, isn't it?
Well, that's it. They laugh at you until you prove them wrong and it actually does well. And then they're like, oh, well done. No one's supportive at the very beginning.
Everything's cringy until it
no
works,
one wants to be the first person that likes it. Oh, but they'll be the 100,000.
I had the nightmare scenario for me when I was like, because I started it like a while back and then didn't do it for a while. Came back to it around the time Aaron was starting. So kind of started with Aaron then. And I had a hot water Sunday, like a new act night booked in. And it just something happened in work where someone was like, oh, when are you next in Liverpool? And I was like, well, I've got this. And just word spread like wildfire through the office. And I was not ready for that. Like, I wasn't it was a 10-minute set and loads of people turned up. I'm talking at least 10 people turned up from work.
At least 10.
No, from work though, that's a lot. You know, that's a fair few. And I said at least 10 actually. It could have been more than that. Who's 11. Counting? Or 12.
Yeah.
And I got lucky where it was one of them where I think I came on after someone who completely bombed and I did all right. Like, I look back at that footage and I'm like, that's dog shit now. I think that was a dog shit set. But like, it went well. Everything worked how it should have. And then afterwards they were like, those people who I'd never really spoken to, they just heard some guy in the office was doing stand-up and they thought it would be funny to see him fuck it. And I didn't. And they were like, oh my God, that was, and then it was like, that one incident that I was dead fearful of just cemented it then. No one like gave me shit. No one was like, who do you think you are? Because it was like,
oh, we can do it.
He can do it. Oh, we can do
That's what I had at the start. You know, like, say, it's only over on nights out as well. It's only over on nights out. If people couldn't come up to you, it's win the piss. Right at the start, I used to get where people were like, I've seen your little TikTok videos. And you're like, yeah, why'd you like them? And like,
Yeah,
it was funny. I was like, all right, thanks for that. Cheers.
We've had that so much. When someone comes up, we'd be like, you're that comedian, aren't you? I'd be like, yeah. And they'll go, yeah.
Yeah,
but like, it's really weird because they'll come over and they won't give you their opinion on you. They'll just mention that they know you, so you don't really like, you don't know whether to be like, thanks, I guess. Like, you've not said anything, you've not complimented me anyway. So I don't, like, do you hate me? Is that you're about to glass it? Like, did you see a joke I made and it offended you in some way? Like, I don't know what the vibe is. Yeah, it's always people come up to you when your mate's in the bug.
Oh yeah, when
you know what I mean? Like, your mate goes to the toilet and then like people come up to you then. So you got him be like, fucking famous for you, mate. Look at that. See that guy there, you wanted a photo, that was mad, that one. Yeah, it's good.
But it takes a lot, I think, to go up to someone whose stuff you like and say maybe they just feel like you get embarrassed about liking stuff, don't you? You don't want to be too full on. Like, if you'd have known that Fontaines, like you were saying, and you were all over them, like, oh my God, I fucking loved your last album. I don't know why you're speaking like that. I'm just saying.
Why sound like your missus?
I just, it's hard to say, like, I like you. I don't even like saying it to him.
I love it now, though. I think it, obviously, because it's like a lot of stuff on Instagram and a lot of stuff on TikTok. And obviously, everyone's on it, so you do get people coming up to you and stuff now, which is really weird for me anyway, because I don't, I'm just like...
You're there working on a site.
And that's still what I feel like. So when people come up to me, like, oh, can I have a picture with you? Like, mate, will you have a picture with me? Yes, I don't know where he is. I love it. I invite people to do it, but obviously when they're being...
You walk into a club, do you want to get a picture with me?
Who wants a picture? Stand there with a little booth set up.
Ring light.
Someone comes over fuming, you're like, oh, bloody hell, it's another fat. No, you sold me a shit ring light and I want my 64 quid back now. You're like, well, I'm not giving you the delivery fee because you didn't get delivered. Yeah, it is weird for sure. But yeah, you've got to, I think you've got, it sounds dead cliche and stuff, but you have just got to do it. I used to tell myself when before I started standing up, like, I'll definitely do a gig one day. Like, before I die, I'll definitely do a gig.
Yeah.
You just gotta go for it. And like, the worst thing that happens is that you're a bit shit at it and it doesn't become your career. That's the absolute worst thing that happens. Yeah. But it's already going to be that if you don't do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like I'm like Stephen Bartlett up in the stitch.
You do
so that, motivational.
It's hard to give like advice about that sort of thing because it's different for everybody. And also, you don't want to sound fucking sanctimonious or self. But the literally the first thing
you're pulling out the big word. If you go on to that derivative sanctimonious, like yeah,
right, I used
motivational music behind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's it.
I literally used derivative in a WhatsApp to my brother before, and he went, "Do you even know what derivative means?" And I went, "No." And I was hoping you wouldn't call me out on it. No, I'm using it again on the same day. So yeah, Jack, I do fucking know what it means. I think. But yeah, you've just got to go for it, mate. Just like get that date in the calendar and you'll shit yourself. And then whether it goes well or it doesn't go well, you'll be like, well, it's not what it's you. I think what puts people off is people like fear public speaking and how that will be if things don't go right. And having been in that situation many times, it's never as bad as when it starts. If you're in a bomb and it starts happening, you just go, all right, well, I'm in it now.
Yeah.
And you actually kind of fan. Yeah, and then afterwards you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. But then you're like, why did I do this? Why did I do that? And then you learn from it. So then the next time you're like...
Yeah. You just made me remember something, though, to do a massive right turn. If you had to... there's you and 99 other people.
Yep.
And you've got a... Like, you just get paired up with 99 other random people. So there's 100 of you. No, you don't have to fight them all.
I'd win.
But you've got to be... you've got to pick a talent that you have. Oh, so it doesn't. And it can be anything. It can be anything at all. So obviously, you posted the circus video the other day.
Yep.
If you're better than all of them random people, then you get $1,000, for instance. Oh, what do you back yourself to be better? Like 100 random people could be. It could be an 8-year-old boy, or it could be like a 74-year-old woman. You got to back yourself. What is the thing that you can do? It could be cooking something like your signature dish. No, you like a bit of food.
I like a lot of food, let's be honest.
But I said to Beth, for example, I said to Beth, mine's probably public speaking.
Yeah.
Because stand-up's too, what's it? It's too subjective, innit? And I feel like there will be, because there's people judging it.
Yeah.
Chalisa's there, Louis Walsh is there, they're all judging it. He's fucking trying to grope Mel B, being proper weird.
She's not even on the panel.
No, she's not. It's just like, yeah. AI.
It's not what she says when he touches her.
Yeah.
AI, but the much. Yeah, it's good.
See, anyone can do stand-up.
And when it doesn't hit, you get used to the
Yeah, you have to. But you've got a judging panel.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to say stand-up because they're going to root for the underdog. So they're going to give it to that 8-year-old boy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just because he made a little joke that he fucking heard in school. Little prick, I hate
but just
I said public speaking because I could feel like I could speak in front of 1,000 people and I'd be fine. You know what I mean? That's probably mine. What's yours? What's your talent? What's your fit? Nobody is better than you at
my superpower.
Yeah.
Making friends. Making friends. Because
Because you just saying that made me hate you.
I'm up against all 99 of them people and I'll make them like me. I can do it. And I don't know how. I don't know how it works. But I'm just so likable. I've said it on the podcast before. People stop me in the street all the time and go, do you know what? I like you.
Right.
I think it's making friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I couldn't pick public speaking, could I? You just fucking...
Speaking of sanctimonious.
That's my actual superpower. I can't choose that. Well, it was either that or make me nipples do the dance move thing that they do.
You
don't want to say
it. We just met you. But yeah, okay. You saying that you're likable sort of negates the likability a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't do that in the room. Like.
Okay, right.
Can't help. I'm letting you peek behind the curtain. I'm not going to fucking... Go in and go,
oh, this
like
is just
me,
for
like
me,
me.
Is it? Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's your talent, though. So nobody else in that room is going to be as good at making friends as you.
I'm like TJ Detweiler from Recess.
But you've got to understand, I don't get
it's
the reference.
It's a solid reference.
It's a solid reference. TJ Detweiler in Recess. There was only one kid in the whole school that didn't like him.
Right.
That's me.
But you've got to understand, they're going to be told that the talent is making friends. So they're going to have the guard up. They're not going to want to be mates with you. Because
well, then it's a fix. You've just set me up to fail.
You've set yourself up.
I demand a recount. No, I haven't. I demand a recount. You've just set me up to fail. How can I win that?
What are you talking about? Of course you could win it.
And coming up to the stages, and Liam Tuffy with the talent of making friends. Just stop there, like,
there smiling.
But everyone's got to be told the same thing. So, for example, like if mine's public speaking, everyone's going to have a go at public speaking, and then they get judged on who was the best at public speaking. So, but you've got to know what it is.
All right, mine's holding a conversation.
Okay.
I'll do that.
But then people are going to purposely cut it off.
It could go on forever.
I'll resurrect it, maybe.
Yeah, it goes on forever and ever. Yeah. Just you and this other bloke. Just
now,
like,
mate. Everyone's boom. Left.
Just sit both far this little. What's your favourite colour?
It's like you've got everyone's got the hand on the card. You know, like, the last one gets to keep it.
Okay, yours is terrible. I'm sorry I asked. What's yours? What are you best at out of everyone? Best 100 random people. What's Cam best at?
100 random people. I think I'd have to take the easy option and say my circus skills.
Yeah.
Because...
big circus
nobody,
guy.
Nobody else does it. I've not met one other person that does it.
Define circus skills.
A Diablo.
Oh!
I can, I'm
no,
really
there
good.
Was a kid in our school!
Good at it.
Come on. If he said Diablo or whatever it is, not many people would know what that is.
No.
It's like that little fucking spinny thing.
Yeah.
There was a couple kids in our school, the little Diablo crew. They'd just be like on the
Diablo crew.
There was like two or three
where
of
were
them.
They when I was in school? Because it was just me. Just me in a corridor by myself.
You're like the opposite of Liam. You can't make any mates whatsoever.
See this? Afghan.
So do you do all tricks with it and stuff? So it's like two drumsticks with
basically,
a string between
yeah.
them, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you just like kind of flip it up and that.
Flip it up. I used to have one that was on fire for my shows.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I used to light the sides of it and it was on fire. Yorkshire's a weird place. North Yorkshire's a very weird place because that was magic. That was big time in Yorkshire.
I feel like you really won't do stand up. You're doing this sketch comedian stuff. I'm going to go to Tenerife in like 30 years and you're just going to be that fucking loser.
Nice on a hoverboard.
Yeah.
Ring lights if you want to buy one, ring lights.
Yeah. I'd pay to see that, mate.
Submissions! We want your submissions! Give them to us! Give us!
Begging them for them!
I am begging!
We do want your submissions though! Anything you want to get off your chest, get it sent across to us! We want your finer things in life, the not so finer things in life! Basically, anything you think we'll enjoy reading out on the pod and discussing, get it sent across at offyourchestcast@gmail.com.
Do it!
So, you're a builder by trade, yeah?
Yeah.
So, have you worked on, like, sites and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Have you met, like... Well, not everyone has. Sometimes people... Oh, is every... So,
have you worked... So, as a chef, have you, like, held knives?
That no, sounds no, that's stupid. Right, okay. If I asked him if he held tools, it's a stupid fucking question. But there's some
has
chefs...
Has a builder worked on a building site before? That's what you just...
Not all chefs have worked in a kitchen!
You fucking idiot.
People's houses is oh yeah they're supposed to
yeah which is a building site
working on it. Fuck
by
off.
Definition
all right.
You're a painter. Have you ever used like a brush? a brush?
Well, I had a question I wanted to ask you. You must have surely come across some fucking weirdos in your time, like colleagues, co-workers.
Oh yeah, loads.
Mad bastards. I've got friends who work in building
famously
on sites.
Them.
Yeah, I've got got 99 friends.
They're all shit at finding another one.
Like, have you got any stories of any mad bastards on site? And it's all right if you don't.
I think one thing we used to do a lot, I used to do a lot, sort of come up with it to make myself laugh, is I used to, someone would nip into a customer's house to go for a piss or something like that.
Yeah.
And or they'd be like, I just need a quick shit, I'm just going to nip into their house. I'd come out and I'd say, that bloke's just come out, he's going mad. He's saying, who's had a shit in my house? He said, it stinks. It said, it wants sorting. So then they go up to the bloke and like, oh, listen, mate, I'm sorry. I didn't actually mean to do it, like to have a shit in your house. And they'd be like, what are you on about? I've not said anything.
So stuff that makes life worth living, isn't it?
Every time it worked.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd just be brilliant.
That's fantastic. So basically the mad bastard was you.
Just bored and coming up with stuff.
You must have seen some mad houses as well, like been to people's.
I've worked on like mansions, like serious mansions and stuff like that. Yeah. That I've worked on like the most
just make you hate your
places.
Ass.
It does, because when you're there at like 8 a.m. on a Monday morning.
Where do you live now?
And you're just in Stoke.
Okay, there's your first mistake. You know I mean?
Hey, it's not far from Alton Towers.
That's probably
it
the
is
only
though
thing.
Actually, because my mate lives in Stoke, and we always like we go to Alton Towers, and then when I pick him up, it's 40 minutes from his house.
Oh, okay, I just see it sort of it's see just, it as in that general direction.
It's far, man. It's yeah, so okay. far.
It's not what I thought it was. I mean, I moved it about a week after I moved in. Some had robbed me black bin. Straight from the front of my house.
Black bin? What colour are the bins in Stokes?
Just black.
Black. Yeah, just everyone's got different
well,
colour bins,
I don't know. I don't know where mine is.
These are all gone.
But it was actually days after I moved in. I lost my black bin. I thought, this area, it's It's not what I thought it was. And then,
hang on, just for me, what did you think it was?
Nicer than that. I didn't think really? It was a bin theft. Hiding bin theft, to be honest. So I've got nowhere to...
Well, for context, one of my pals is a lad named Pedro. He lives in Stoke because his family are from Portugal. So that's why he's called Pedro. And he decided what he would do is he'd get a job as a teacher in Stoke. And now all the kids just call him Pedro.
Yeah. I know Pedro was all nice to that. That is excellent.
And he's a maths teacher that's
Pedro.
When one miner gets off the bus at 10 o'clock and four miners get on the bus at 10:04, how many are on the bus? He's like, hey,
nods. Oh, that's class. I know him as well.
The kid's around Stokes. So I mean, something else I nipped into co-op the other night. I thought I literally nipped across the road. It was like one of them where you just leave your house. You don't even put a top on. You just got a jumper on top. You know what I mean? I'll let you back in 2 minutes. I'm walking up and down the aisles and about five lads were running, masked up, fully masked up and just start putting all the booze in the bag. And I'm literally like, what's going on? I went over to the woman at the till and said, you're right, love. And she went, yeah, happens all the time, this. I said, oh, you're not going to like ring the police? She went, there's no point. They won't do well. I won't ring the police. So I thought, so what you're telling me is, all crime in this co-op is now legal. Yeah. You do what I want.
I'll just slap the shit out of it.
Yeah, put me top up. I'm straight over to the butter and cheese. I know where the real expensive stuff is. Do you know what I mean? They're wasting time with wasting
the booze. You're getting
booze,
the fucking brie on. The chili jam.
Imagine
and that.
The police doing a lineup at the end and everyone's opening the bag and it's like, they've got loads of crates and stuff. And I'm just like a Victorian peasant with me cheese and butter. A little brown sack.
When you were saying to her, is all crime legal at this co-op? I just had an image of you squatting, taking a shit on the floor as you were asking her.
Your mate goes up to her. She's fuming in there about you taking a shit, you know. Like, you're going to have to go, I'm really sorry I took a shit. What you on about?
Not even been in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a ropey place, and yeah, I don't know what you expected from Stoke, but I could have warned you myself, having never lived there, that it was not going to be ideal.
Yeah.
But you know,
appreciated that.
Yeah. Where have you moved from?
Sounds Boston, me free cheese.
I moved from like a nice little village,
right?
Just outside of Nantwich in Cheshire. So I moved to moved from there, and it was all quaint, and it was like the Hobbit, and everything was nice, and then boom. Straight into the Art of Stoke, beating Art of Stoke, bin gone, involved in a robbery straight away.
Accessory to robbery, because you did fuck all.
Can't wait to see his next sketch. Point of view, you're in Tesco with someone stealing, and you're like, what are you doing?
My heart was going, I was like, do you want to ring someone? No.
I abandoned a guy, because you always like to think of like what you would do, because I've got a real hero complex. Like, I want something bad to happen to you so I can save you from it.
Oh, yeah.
You specifically, that's how this is.
If we're walking down the street later, I want him to nearly get hit by a car so I can pull him out of the way, so then he's grateful. Yeah. Got such a hero complex. Oh. But then when the chips are down, I was in, went into a shop just down the road. It was about 5 years ago now. And I was just, you know, I was paying for me chewing gum. I got a little Weno, a little Twix, treating myself. And like you say, five of them just burst in, mask on. And like the guy shit himself behind the counter. And I was like, you have a good night. And I just dipped. So he went to give him my change, like held onto my hand. And I was like, I don't know what you're holding. Like, mate, there's five of them. And I am what is called a shit house. So like, I'm not going to.
Held onto your hand, like. Please.
Yeah, but like proper shit himself. Wow. Yeah, I felt terrible. And I just left the shop. And then they all ran out with a shitload of vodka and stuff. And I'd love to say that I went back in to see if he was okay. But I did not.
Yeah.
You ran out with him.
Yeah.
We talked
I was fuming,
about it,
though, that he was literally seconds away from getting robbed, but I had to pay 89p for me Bueno.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I could have took it. He didn't put up any fight.
He's holding your hand and you go, pussy off. Yeah.
Just walk out of me little free pastels and
pathetic.
That's when do you remember like the Manchester riots were happening like years ago? Yeah. And everyone was like looting all the shops and stuff. But like, everyone was like looting like random shit. That'd be me. Like, do you see the guy that got caught because he had like a big bag of basmati rice? That'd be me. Like,
I just want to feed my family.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to Foot Locker. I'm going to fucking like.
You're going home bargain and you're gonna get like five packs of them like little Kinder Bubba Bubba hippos. Yeah, to have a look at
the old man in Lush.
Yeah,
opportunity.
Hey, bath bombs are expensive. That's
That's not bad. You can only carry so many shoes, but how many fucking bath bombs are you getting in a bag there? Oh, mate.
They'll smell you, though. They'll hold you down by nose. Fucking
stinks. You're walking away like Buddy the Elf when he's got all the snowballs. Slapping them off. That's mental. That. How did they find it? Well, we followed the scent of lavender and we couldn't miss it. It's followed you all the way to Stoke. You've got a bin bag full of
it. Glitter falling out of his bag.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're new to the podcast and you're watching because Cam's on, then thank you. We appreciate it. We do a sexual end card off your chest when we invite the guests to get something off their chest. Cam, have you got anything you want to get off your chest? What's happened? You got any beef?
Co-op beef.
Is that all of it? Yeah. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time.
One thing I just really can't get on board with is Sally and her seashell business. Because, I mean, it's going to be hard to say this, but her business model is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. So she's selling seashells by the seashore, right, where there's nothing but seashells.
Like, it makes zero sense.
Everyone in her house is starving. Yeah. She's not sold a bean, and she won't give up on the dream either. Every day selling seashells by the seashore, every day.
Do you not feel like this is what your family thought when you walked in with 700 ring lights? Just yeah. Like, we're going to be famous, but you can get them on Amazon for 10. Yeah, but no, you don't understand, though. Mine's got a logo. You're not getting it. Mine's got the logo on. We're going to be rich. $7,000 I've spent on these. They're like, yeah, but I'm starving. No, but you're not getting it, though. We're going to make double that. It's fine. They're from China. Proper products.
The real deal.
No, yeah, for sure. She has got a stupid business plan. Yeah.
And that's what they're teaching our kids. You need to reassess it.
Yeah.
Just to bring it real.
Get her on Dragon's Den, see how she does on that.
Yeah.
Get her on that.
How are you going to sell a seashell? No, I've got a patent, but only in the northwest of England where there's no beaches. It's only valid for here. It's the only place you've managed to get it.
£100,000 investment so I can just fuck about on beachfront. Yeah, yeah. Try sell this. Yeah, yeah. I've got a lot of stock there.
It's and they become such anywhere. Shit houses on Dragon's Den, they'd still be like, I just think that it's a business just for you at this point.
Yeah, it's a great idea, we love it.
I think, I'll be honest, I think it is just a tongue twister. I don't think she actually has a business. I hate to break that to you, mate.
That's... It's quite hard to take, actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Can we have a minute?
You can have loads of them. We're pretty much done. thank you so much for coming on, though, man. Have you got anything you want to plug? Obviously, your Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, just my socials. Everything's Cam Questions.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to give Cam a follow, literally the only reason he's on the pod is because I was scrolling through Instagram and I loved his clips. So it's definitely worth checking out if you want to make your Instagram feed definitely. A little bit more enjoyable. Definitely. Everything's shite out there. Everything, unless you follow us, then it's dead good. But everything's shite.
Let's
just
be
fucking influencers trying to sell you ring lights, losers. Well, not our Cam sound. So get on his Instagram and stuff, and you're going to start stand up real soon. We're going to box that off.
We just announced it. We just put the pressure on.
Yeah, I'm a stand up career.
Well, that's it. You've got to hold yourself accountable. That's what it is. 100%. If you let people know, then you've got no choice but to do it. I mean, you can't be a little bitch about it.
That's very true. If I come back to this clip in 3 months and I've not done stand up, bollocks to me. unfollow me. Leave me alone.
Thank you so much for coming on. Give us 3 things that you hate.
Gnocchi, the pasta.
Yeah. How fucking stupid did he think I was? I've seen Gavin and Stacey.
So I was like mansplaining it to you. The pasta. Yeah. Black and gold. The song.
Could have been the colours.
And vape shops.
Perfect. Lovely stuff. Thanks so much. Nice, we appreciate it.